has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of His kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Charlotte Isabel. Let me just read you briefly from the writings of Manly P. Hall in his book of the Lost Keys of Freemasonry, where he reveals that, and I quote, "When the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands." And that, of course, you can read the writings of Madame Blavatsky, certainly the woman who was the inspiration for Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Arthur Conan Doyle and so many of the key leaders of the past, who wrote, "In this case, it is but natural to view Satan, the serpent of Genesis, as the real creator and benefactor, the father of spiritual mankind. For it is he who is the harbinger of light, bright, radiant Lucifer, who opens the eyes of the automaton created by Jehovah, as alleged, and who was the first to whisper in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall be as Elohim, knowing good and evil. That can only be regarded as the light of a Savior." In other words, Satan is the Savior. And of course, people have to understand that this is Gnosticism. This is the Gnostic belief. And it is prevalent in our Washington, D.C. today. You'll find it in the architecture of our nation's capital. And the average American, the average Christian, has no idea of the spiritual forces at work in America today. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
No, they don't, and I think that even I myself, had I not become informed, through reading your materials and through what we have managed to get in this collection, prior to my becoming informed that way, I was quite unaware up until the time I started looking at education materials in the early 70s. And it was then, and really only then, that I asked myself, why would the federal government be spending multi-billions and billions of dollars for one goal, actually. It's just one goal, to destroy Christianity through the programs in the schools. It was very interesting to me. That was when I thought to myself, well, Christianity must be very, very important.
Must be
and
important.
And so I came backwards into being, a deeply religious person. I just backed right into it only through that. I truly say the major goal of the public school system is to destroy any vestige of Christianity. You can always say it's to destroy academics and it's to, to do all sorts of other bad things too, but it's basically to destroy Christianity. And if only parents could understand that, even parents who aren't necessarily religious or Jewish or whatever, if only they could understand that, they would get them out. And, I'm very, very strongly advocate getting your children out now. I think that I probably are. I'm.
All right, we're right back again. Go ahead. Hello. What's that? Well, I was cut off too, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway, am I back on the air? Well, I Okay, fine. Well, okay, I don't know what happened to Charlotte. Sometimes those gremlins come, they cut both Charlotte and I off. But Charlotte was simply pointing out, of course, that the purpose of education is to destroy Christianity. When you understand that, well, of course, you can understand why the Masons who controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 until 1971, the majorities of 5-4 to 8-1, actually took God and prayer out of our schools. And certainly, if you doubt what I'm saying, go up on the internet and Google in Masonry U.S. Supreme Court, and of course check the names of the people of the Supreme Court justices, and you'll find out that at one time they had 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices had sworn their allegiance to the great architect of the universe, who of course is the emblem portrayed on the back of the dollar bill, who is not the God of the Bible, but of course is Lucifer himself. This is what it's all about, the universal God that joins all religions and all nations together, in contrast to the God of the God of the Bible, who we Christians and the Jews actually worship. So once you begin to understand that, you can begin to understand so much of what's going on now. There aren't any Masons on the Supreme Court at the present time, but you can be sure they have their agents there who are working, and they play little games with us. They give us a little victory every now and then, but believe me, they control the mind and the heart and the soul of the people there. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Yes, I'm sorry that I managed to cut myself off for a second, but...
Well, how did you cut me off there? Because I was cut off, too.
I cut you off, too.
Oh, you
I'm awfully sorry.
That's all right.
What I was saying is the influence, this evil influence in the public schools. And talking about the Masons, I have a document somewhere in my files that's very interesting, and we ought to put it up on the website. It's an old document in regard to the role of the Masons in getting sex education into the schools. This is way back, and it's clearly stated that someone, you know, high up in one of the lodges, very high up, involvement in correspondence, etc., in order to get the sex education adopted. This is probably a document in the 40s, I believe, and so the Masons have been deeply involved in changing the curriculum to reflect the no right, no wrong curriculum that our poor children have been victimized by. We wonder, you know, why they don't have any traditional values anymore. You know, some of the parents try very hard to instill traditional Christian values in their children, but they have to understand that the children are in school from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, 5 days a week. And that atmosphere, including the environment, I mean the atmosphere in the classroom where they are directly taught there is no right or wrong, but then the environment, which is such bad behavior that is, they're surrounded by all day long, is extremely important. So, and I think many, I think I was going to say earlier on that I wonder how many of your listeners realize that public school teachers, it's the one profession where you find the highest percentage sending their children to private schools. And that's very interesting. What it makes a bit of sense. If anybody's going to know how bad the public schools are, it's the teachers. And they are not responsible for the corruption. And many, very few are, very, very few. I think they have to follow the dictates of the principal, the superintendent, the state, the federal government, the UN. They have to or they get fired. Now they're getting paid. I mean, they get paid according to the students' test scores. That really is bad. That's what you call truly outcomes-based teaching. So I'm basically, what I'm trying to say here is that any parent out there who still feels that they can go along with the public school system and have their children come out of there with traditional values and having any sort of academic strength is fooling themselves. That's not to say that you have to be very, very careful about whatever private school you put your children into, because if there's one penny of federal money in that private school, the school is going to have to be using exactly the same test, the national assessment, that is used by the public schools. And the national assessment now has been found to have 60% of the questions on it are definitely values-oriented. You know, extremely controversial in regard to sex and sexual deviation and behavior and the New World Order and whatever. So you have to be careful when you go to a private school to look into it and see if it would be appropriate for your children. Ask that question directly. Do you receive any federal money? Because if they do, exactly what I just said will take place. Homeschooling is basically the only way to go. I have to remember there, however, that the plan is for the public schools they serve as the hub of a wheel in your community, the public school system. For all citizens, it's going to be birthed through death under the umbrella of the school district. This is the old community education plan, and I see it being implemented more and more all around the world, by the way. It's not just the United States, where everything will come under the public school. Old people's activities for senior citizens, birth control, school to work, which is the big agenda now, which is the Soviet polytech system. We're actually putting the Soviet system in right now. It's in every way. You can just check it off. It's very, very sad when I look at it. I've written articles about that on my website, deliverecomingdown.com. You can find articles about that particular tragedy, the fact that the United States is implementing the Soviet political, economic, and social system right now. But that makes sense because we're going into the region, the North American Union, and as Gorbachev said in London, he said the European Union is the new European Soviet, so we can expect the North American Union to be nothing less than the new North American Soviet, right?
What about so what people
are,
already,
that's where we are, folks, and it's pretty tragic. As a homeschooler, they're pretty smart, the homeschoolers. They probably know pretty much what I'm talking about anyway.
Well,
they have to be very careful that they're not hooked into the public school system or they're going to end up having the same curriculum and testing.
Well, Charlotte, hold that thought. I think that we should point out that the major force behind the European Union was David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Charlotte Isabey. And we have a wonderful book called The EUSSR available from Radio Liberty.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 18, 2008. Gold opened at $954.60 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $981.85, $483.50 for half ounce, and $241.75 for quarter ounce. That's $981.85, $483.50, and $241.75.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Charlotte Isabay. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, you have to understand that they've targeted the minds and the hearts and the souls of our children. They want our children, of course, they want to destroy their belief in Christianity and hopefully recruit them as workers in this move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the implementation or the enthronement of the New World Leader. But even if they're not, they simply want to, if they can't get them, you know, to be part of the cadre that's pushing it, and of course they're only going to have the most elite, the smartest, certainly the most well-educated, the most capable, that these are the ones they want to recruit. And then, of course, they hope they'll be useful idiots who will campaign for socialism or communism, thinking somehow or other that if they could overthrow our form of government, and then, of course, we could oppose these wicked people who are running the world without realizing, of course, it's the wicked people who are running the world who are promoting communism and socialism. Well, I'll pick up the story from there, Charlotte.
I will. Dr. Stan, what I think is the least understood element in public education, and it also has to do with our communities as well, because the method is used there too, is Darwin. Darwin's philosophy, and Pavlov, and Skinner. And all of these, Darwin came after Pavlov and Skinner, but Wilhelm Wundt was the German philosopher who, and all of his folks is in a pretty interesting article that I wrote, I'll put this up first, called Revolution in Education, Soviet Style. And actually, it has to do not just with education, it has to do with how we're being conditioned in our communities as well. That was an article that was up at newswithviews.com about 3 years ago. I can't believe it's that long ago I wrote it. It's a very, very important article, and I hope that your listeners will go to deliberatedumbingdown.com, that's my website, and look for that article, or you could also go to newswithviews.com. What this all boils down to, and basically relates to Marxism, UNESCO's philosophy, communism, whatever you want to call it, they are all based on one philosophy. And that is that man is an animal. And that's terribly important to understand that, because if man is an animal, that means he doesn't have a soul, he doesn't have a conscience, he exists only to be trained for the good of the state and to be conditioned to believe what the state wants him to believe. Now, that's so important to understand. That is the linchpin, or whatever you want to call it. That's the trunk of the tree, the roots. The roots of the problem are exactly there. Because if man does not have a conscience and a soul and a brain and all, he can really be manipulated into doing anything that they, as Stan would say, you know, the elite, they're no longer true capitalists, they're crypto, you know, they support communism, they support any totalitarian system because it benefits them. This is what we're looking at. Now, part two of this is that the conservative movement, unfortunately, I don't know what to call it anymore, I mean, even back when I was in the Department of Education, when I was back there, I saw this evil system being implemented. It was being implemented under mastery learning and then outcomes-based education, direct instruction, and I tried very hard, and I'm very naive. I just couldn't understand why. Not even the Christians, especially the Christian schools, were all using this technique, this method of stimulus response, rewards, punishment, and all. They were using this with their ACE program, the Accelerated Christian Education. Ronald Reagan's Department of Education was pushing it heavily with mastery learning. It had been the mastery learning program, the initial mastery learning program, started under right after Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. That was when they changed education from what you know to how you feel and what you can do. It completely changed then. And all this history is in my book, and a lot of it is in this article I just referred to.
Charlotte, really think that what you're really describing is, of course, this Luciferian concept. Do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. You be the determinant of what's right and wrong. I mean, certainly there's nobody superior to you. There's no absolute right and wrong. You be the determinant. Of course, once we teach our young people that, and that's what they're teaching in our schools, then, of course, they're leaving themselves open to the destruction of everything that's good and worthwhile and noble in the world today. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest today, of course, is Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte, before we go on, would you like to get your website out there? Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get some of
that? Thanks. Thank you. Yes. My book website, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which has very good reference material there, a lot of articles, et cetera, is deliberatedumbingdown.com. Dr. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay.
All the
articles that I've been talking about today. I hope people will go there. It has my little book, Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum. It's only 39-page book. The little one is there. It's a PDF, and I really ask people to download that, copy it, give it to people, because it was written in 1985. When I was trying to get the Reagan administration to confess what they had done and to get rid of the U.S. Department of Ed. There's a lot of important information in that little booklet, especially about the method that I've been talking about today, which now is in. And I warned people, and I said that if we didn't get rid of the department back in 1985, students graduating in 1999 would have had 12 years of this operant conditioning. And they would be going to the polls, and they would be voting down the tubes the greatest free system the world has ever known. And, of course, that's exactly what's happening. So that little book is important. It's a PDF, free, of course, at deliberatedumbingdown.com. Now, the other website that I have, but my son actually handles and operates, is AmericanDeception.com. And that is the website that Dr. Stan refers to often that has the Reese and Cox Committee hearings related to the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations, which basically have been responsible for what we're looking at today. They have been totally behind bringing our country down and creating a socialist society with no religion, no nothing, etc. So that the 3,000 pages of that report are there. And you can read it if you have the time. I must say I haven't had as much time as I'd like to, you know, to read that. There is one particular entry there that I'd like to mention because it's short, and it will prove to any parent who has any questions still about what's happened to the American education system that something ghastly happened. If they just type in the little search box, go to AmericanDeception.com and type in the following name, or just the last name is good enough. Hignite, H-I-G-N-I-T-E. You'll find there, it's about a 10-page test, eighth grade, mind you, and it's the actual copy of the test in Kenny Hignite's writing. It's a test on the Constitution and our form of government, and it is absolutely unbelievable. I couldn't possibly pass it. Kenny Hignite got 99, I think, A. And I had one tiny little, unbelievable. I want parents to go there because this is a 1953 test in a public school in Central California. And after looking at that, you will understand that the goal of the educational establishment, which is run by the United Nations, basically, has been to deliberately dumb down our children. And then that's all you really need. Sometimes I tell people they don't even have to read my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. I wish they would because all the documents are there. But that's 700 pages. This test is 10 pages. And the little booklet, Back to Basics Reform, is only 39. So, you know, you can start with a 10, go to the 39-page one, and then you can end up with a 700-pager. But there's no question that it has been deliberate, and as Dr. Stan and I know, and you, the audience probably knows as well, the players have come from, you know, very, very interesting groups, Skull and Bones, the Order at Yale, the Masonic Orders, the Communist Party, the capitalists who aren't true capitalists, and the United Nations, which, of course, had to be established in order to extend its tentacles all over the world and bring about these regional arrangements, which will, once when they're all merged together, socialist regional arrangements, which were very, very carefully described by Stalin way back when, how they would do it, when they all are formed all over the world. I don't know how many there will be. We've got two definite ones right now going in. We've got the European Union and now the North American Union, and they're putting them in the Pacific, Africa, and all over the world. And once they're all organized, then they will all sort of merge together and be under the international system, which, interesting, is you can find this, I think, on the website, americadeception.com. It's a short paper which deals with the International Union of Local Authorities. That's a very interesting little document. Because, if I recall correctly, I think it was Lenin who sort of said the state would wither away. Dr. Stan, you probably know better than I. But I've always kept that in the back of my mind, and I think it's quite true. The federal and state governments, which are part of our constitutional system, are going to wither away. The directives are going to be coming to our local communities through the International Union of Local Authorities. Now, if you, that's IULA, you might want to go on the internet and just type that in, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. These are, our local officials, whether they're municipal officials, are getting their orders right now from this group, and our local officials are often going to meetings in foreign countries as part of this International Union of Local Authorities. So the directions, the directives, I believe, will not be necessarily going to Washington or your state capital, which is the only place that protects your rights, or should. They will be coming directly into our communities, and we will be directly controlled by the UN.
So that's, well, I'm sure that's
that was an awfully long explanation in regard to my website. Excuse me, I didn't know that I was going to go into that little discussion of international union, but I think it's important for people to know that.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. There is a plan. There is a master plan. Oh, you think there's a conspiracy? No, I know there's a there is a conspiracy. It is a group of people who have a different worldview, who are using our system of government and our financial power to impose dictatorships throughout the world. That's why we have troops in 130 nations to protect the dictatorships there. This is why we have suddenly 720 foreign bases. Why do we have bases all throughout the world? Why? Because we are establishing a world government. We can't tell the American people that. We've got to make them think that, oh my goodness, we're in other countries because we want to help the poor. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to eliminate the poor. We have a program, a population control program, that is actually dedicated to genocide, you know, actually compulsory birth control methods, abortion, coercive sterilization. This is the basis of American foreign policy. They are killing off people throughout the world. If you doubt that, you really need to see the DVD we have called Autism, or I should say Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda by Dr. David Ayoub. And if you get that, you'll get a CD-ROM right along with the DVD with thousands of pages of documentation on the toxicity of mercury that we're putting them in the vaccines, that we're giving to children throughout the world, so that we can prevent them from getting childhood diseases, knowing full well it would destroy their lives and their minds and their bodies. Well, Charlotte, you know, these things are going on, and when we try to tell people, they often look at you with sort of glazed eyes and say that couldn't be true, because if it were, why, certainly Rush Limbaugh would tell me.
Yes, Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that the system that's being put in right now is so. I should think it would be quite obvious to all Americans, not just your listeners. I mean, there are freedoms, our traditional freedoms, to not have the police entering our house and not picking us up for when we've absolutely done nothing, but just as a speed trap, and then they check your car. I mean, all these different things that are going on. I could go on and on and on and on and on. The fact that the federal government really controls our local police now. If people don't see this, I mean, perhaps they are so scared. Who was it? Was it Hitler, or was it some dictator who said that the first thing you have to do is instill fear in the people,
In fact, that reminds me, Charlotte, there's a new program on NBC. It's called The Ultimate Fear. And you watch this program, it has absolutely no redeeming quality. It was on last night. It was all about instilling fear, frightening. It was just all these horrible pictures, on the television screen. And remember, everything you see on television is indelibly recorded in your subconscious. And by repetition, by music, by every technique, they're instilling fear in our minds. They know exactly what they're doing. They're using television to control us. And, of course, if we allow them to, if we watch this sort of thing, this sort of garbage, and especially if we allow our children to see it, why we're doing them immeasurable harm. But you go right ahead.
Well, absolutely. And I think that the fear thing, you probably had the same response I have had when I mentioned to people that I'm concerned about our loss of constitutional rights and the creation of a police state and all this and that, and they in quotes the Bush administration in this particular case since 9/11 has really been very effective. Their policies they have instilled fear so that normally intelligent people will look at me and say, well, don't you think that's a good idea? I mean, we've got to protect, we have to protect ourselves. And I'm happy to have the police coming in my house and checking things out. Or, I mean, really, I look at these people and I think, oh, well, of course, many of them have never studied the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Well, of course, they think that, of course, there really is a threat of terrorism. But if there's been a threat of terrorism, why haven't we had any other major terrorist attacks since the 11th of
September?
Oh, but
George Bush would say because he's done such a wonderful job with his Office of Homeland Security.
And why don't they tell us where these are? Well, of course, there's this group that we're going to blow up the Sears building. But when you study that, they've actually been tried twice and had two hung juries. Why? Because it was all an FBI sting. And the man who was really planning to blow up the Sears building was, of course, an FBI agent who was paying these stupid Muslims, and I hate to say that, but
they
really weren't very smart, was paying them large sums of money provided by the American taxpayers to go along with this
Dr.
program.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And the same thing with the first explosion at the World Trade Center.
Right.
That was the same thing when the FBI paid them to do it.
And I think that anybody who doubts what happened that day, and we don't have all the details, but what happened on September 11th, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to other videos. And then when you get to that section, scroll down to Building 7 and watch Building 7 come down. You don't have to know all the details of what happened that day. You only have to watch Building 7 come down and realize it was a controlled demolition. And if that is true, then everything we've been told by George Bush and by Dick Cheney and by the 9/11 Commission and by the media is a lie. And the media has conspired with what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness to deceive the people. Watch Building 7 come down. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, other videos, Building 7, and watch that. And certainly there's no question at all. With a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is implode the center of the building, and if you watch it come down, you'll see the center of the building implode. You'll see the little building on the top of building number 7 fall into the center of the building, and then the base of the building disappears and the building collapses in its own shadow. It was a typical controlled demolition. And once you understand that, everything else fits into place. And you begin to understand that this whole idea of fighting terrorism has nothing to do with a danger to us. It has to do with monitoring the American people, and we even have an article going back in 1996 written by Richard Haass, who today is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, who writes in 1996, "The war against terrorism is a war with an unlimited number of battles, none of them decisive. People will have to accept longer lines before entering buildings." Now remember, this is 1996.
Yep.
"Longer delays at airports, more intrusive searches of belongings and our persons, and higher ticket prices to pay for all of this. Greater vigilance will also involve a willingness to compromise some of our civil liberties, including accepting more frequent phone taps and surveillance." Richard Haass, director of the Council on Foreign Relations, or chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations today, writing in 1996, you'll find this quotation in our little pamphlet, The True Story of 911. Get it, read it, understand it, and help us get the truth out while there's still time. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, I mean, really, isn't that? They're just so full of themselves. I mean, they're right up front.
Right.
Oh, I mean,
but I'll tell you what, Rush Limbaugh does get $400 million for, I think, an eight-year contract just because they like the way that he tells jokes. Rush Limbaugh is the finest conservative money could buy because he influences so many people and keeps them from understanding the truth. And the same with Sean Hannity and of course, just Michael Savage and so many of the other people with national ministries, national radio programs.
Well, you know, the Richard Haass quote, I mean, I'd love to, I wonder if anybody's ever thrown that one at Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it just, you know, they're so blatant, and of course they have been. I mean, my field is basically education, and I've been reading this stuff for years where they come right out and say that they want to destroy the children's values. They want to, you know, absolutely rip the teacher's whole psychosocial being apart over and over again. They say all these things. They want the new world order. They want to get rid of religion. The corpse of Christianity. Remember Dunphy? I mean, it's all over the place. And how there can be so many Americans, you know, who are really still on the moon? But you have to give them credit. These people are totally diabolical, because you have to be. There's no way that a normal human being who hasn't been captured by the devil, by Satan, would be that brilliant. Satan's brilliant.
You're absolutely right.
Regardless of your IQ, regardless of what wonderful degrees you have, no normal human being who hasn't been touched by Satan could possibly do what these people have done to us over the past 300 or 400 years, really, but just us the last 200 years. And but there they are, you know, as you said, with their glazed expression. And well, Dr. Stan, you know, no conspiracy. Well, no, we know now. It's right there in front of us.
Amen to that. They hide what they're doing in plain sight. Well, our guest this afternoon has been Charlotte Isabey. Our website is deliberately dumbed down. Is deliberate dumbed down, is it?
DeliberateDumbingDown.com.
DeliberateDumbingDown.
And AmericanDeception.com.
And American Deception. They're both important websites, Charlotte. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll be talking to you again sometime real soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, of course, Charlotte Isabey. I hope you enjoy it. And, of course, to understand what she's talking about, you really need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the CD that goes with that. You need to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret, and, of course, a new DVD we have out called Secret Knowledge, which deals with the with this mystery that has been passed down for 5,000 years, and of course the fact that there really is power out there that you can tap into, but you don't want to end up in the same place as these people of great wealth who are moving us towards world government. There's a syllabus that goes with the Secret Knowledge DVD, and then of course we have another DVD on the planned police state, and there's this excellent syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, we have the DVDs on the Soul Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the Soul Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and the syllabus that goes with that. And if you get any of the other things and you want to request it, we'll send you a copy of the little pamphlet put out by the Luciferian Movement entitled The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And it will help you to really understand how they're able to play the East against the West. They're not playing the East against the West or the United States against Iran. They're all controlled by these same demonic forces, and they're moving us rapidly, in my estimation, towards a war with Iran and ultimately with the Muslim world. They've been working at that for a long time. If you doubt that, we have a great book. It's called The Devil's Game. It tells how the CIA has been financing the world radical Muslim movement, the Muslim Brotherhood. Who do you think created Hamas? It was your own CIA, and of course the Israelis. They wanted an enemy, and they sure got them. And then, of course, we have another book called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who's a CIA agent, who will tell you what happened on 9/11. He quotes one of the highest-ranking CIA officials as saying that when the dust finally settles, the American people will discover that 9/11 was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. 9/11 wasn't a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. Why? Because the murder of the 3,000 Americans, or almost 3,000 Americans, they really intended for 6,000 to die, but 3,000, of course, almost 3,000 did die, but that got us into the war. We never would have gotten into the war otherwise. You need to get our little pamphlets on, and there are three of them, $9.50 for all three of them, $9.95. Foreknowledge, 911, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. And then, of course, the true story of 911, an independent little pamphlet. We've got all sorts of pamphlets on that. And that they're only $3.95 for the individual pamphlets. We have a three-part series on the occult hierarchy. We have a three-part series on the pamphlet on the history of money. We have a three-part pamphlet on the financial meltdown, and not certainly on the communist capitalist alliance. And we are a republic. You need to have this information at your fingertips so that you can discuss it and discuss it intelligently and begin to let others understand that America is not a democracy, no matter what they say. America is a republic. There's not one word in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, or that any of our state constitutions that mentions democracy other than to decry it. The last thing that our founding fathers wanted was a democracy. But that's why George Bush keeps talking about democracy, because he knows it'll degenerate into dictatorship as it's doing here in America today. Are you going to help us? Are you going to sit back and see this country destroyed? Well, it's up to you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Quite frankly, we hope that you'll give us a hand. We need your financial support. I was counting up today, we've got over about 62 or 63 outlets now every single week. I mean, we wish we had a lot more, but we are reaching people, and some of them are learning what's going on. So give us a hand. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a catalog, if you'd like a free newsletter, if you'd like that pamphlet on the working of the spiritual hierarchy, we'll be glad to get these things for you. And then pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a house...